From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama meets again today with his national security team to continue reviewing the U.S. strategy in Afghanistan and Pakistan. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The president has made it clear he's not planning to withdraw the 68,000 troops that will be in Afghanistan by year's end. But his generals have asked him to commit even more troops in order to pursue a broad counterinsurgency strategy. Other officials think a more narrowly focused counterterrorism strategy would make more sense. President Obama is trying to answer some threshold questions. Where is the best place to pursue al-Qaeda? What would happen to al-Qaeda if the Taliban were to come back to power in Afghanistan? And above all, how many troops are necessary to pursue a mission that the president says hasn't changed, to dismantle, disrupt, and defeat al-Qaeda? A new Associated Press poll shows only 40% of Americans support the war effort, and that many more Republicans than Democrats are in favor of sending in more troops. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Italy's highest court has declared unconstitutional a law giving legal immunity to Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. This means corruption charges against him may proceed. The law shielded Italy's top four office holders from prosecution while they're in office. Berlusconi had argued he would be so entangled in legal cases he would not be able to do his job properly. Today he insists he will not resign. Earthquake survivors on Indonesia's Sumatra Island complain they haven't gotten any help, even though it's been nearly a week since the tremors struck. More than 700 people are known dead. Dwali Saikautau reports people are picking through rubble to try to find supplies.
It's a slow process, but since heavy machinery is being used in other parts of the city, these residents next to a main road are trying to pick through what's left of their businesses.
People are essentially collecting jeans, cell phones, metal, and whatever they can find here so that they could essentially salvage what they can. One man is carrying a mattress. This woman is carrying a pair of jeans still with the tags on it. And another woman has some kind of a bag.
Villagers in remote hilly terrain and city residents in Padang say emergency aid is slow coming or not received at all. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Padang, Western Sumatra.
Three scientists are sharing this year's Nobel Chemistry Prize. Israeli Ada Yanatz and Americans Venkatraman Ramakrishnan and Thomas Stites are being honored for mapping certain DNA molecules that make protein. Their work has guided researchers who've discovered how to make new antibiotics. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 29 points at 9,704. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Egypt is warning it'll break relations with France's Louvre Museum unless the museum returns ancient objects that Egypt says were stolen. Frank Browning reports from Paris.
Egypt's antiquities chief Zahir Hawass said today that all cooperation has been broken with the Louvre, which is controlled by the French Culture Ministry, until the Louvre returns pharaonic fragments from the Valley of the Kings in Luxor. A Louvre spokesman said that the museum was open to returning the antiquities, but that the decision cannot be made by the museum alone because the pieces are controlled by a state agency charged with disposition of all French museum collections. The items were purchased from a broker in 1980. This is but the latest case that has flared up between several prestigious Western museums and Mediterranean nations that have seen their antiquities either stolen during colonial wars or pawned off through the global stolen art market. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Software producer Microsoft and regulators with the European Union seem to be closer to settling a legal battle. The EU accuses Microsoft of hurting consumers by linking its Internet Explorer web browser to the Microsoft Windows operating system. A proposed deal could allow European consumers to choose their web browsers when purchasing the Windows product. Japan's Weather Bureau is warning Typhoon Melor will soon make landfall. It is expected to strike the central part of the country. Melor is advancing on the main island of Honshu, and forecasters warn it could pour more rain on Japan in one day than some areas receive in a month. Tokyo alone could get nearly 2 feet of rain in 24 hours. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.